Jim Carrey resumes Trump-bashing art after Sonic the Hedgehog PR tour ends. By David NG on March 27, 2020. That didn't last long. Actor Jim Carrey swore in January that he had moved on from making Trump-bashing political cartoons. But the Sonic the Hedgehog star has relapsed and is back to his old ways. Jim Carrey shared a new satirical portrait of Donald Trump Thursday on social media, accusing the president of potentially risking countless lives to save his economic record. The painting appears to be a reference to President Trump's wish to restart the American economy and see Americans return to work as soon as possible in the wake of the global coronavirus pandemic. While promoting the family film Sonic the Hedgehog, Carrey sang a different tune regarding the president. "He was done with political art," he said, "because it was a waste of his time. And because he had done enough by saying what he needed to say. And because it was a source of negativity with physiological effects. I basically didn't bring that into 2020 with me. That's gone, pretty much, for the most part," he said in an interview with IndieWire. "I've said what I need to say, and I've allowed it to inhabit my body and cause whatever low vibrations do to a body. You know, I sounded my Yelp, I warned people, and that's enough. They know how I feel." Jim Carrey added, "So I'll vote in November, and that's that. If the wheels come off the wagon completely, then I'll meet them in the street. But I'm not going to waste another moment of my time with a narcissist, president. What's his name again?" The veteran actor shared this message over several interviews, saying his caricatures of Republican and pro-Trump politicians, such as Jared Kushner burning in hell or Governor Kay Ivey suffering a gruesome abortion, were never a matter of hating anyone. Regardless, he conceded, "I don't need to be steeped in it anymore." Carrey joins a growing chorus of Hollywood celebrities and other left-wing figures who are claiming that President Trump is acting irresponsibly by pushing for Americans to return to work. But President Trump has promised to listen to doctors and advisors on loosening restrictions set by the government to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The president has said he would ultimately make the final decision. Trump said during a White House coronavirus press conference on Wednesday that Democrats and the mainstream media want the economy to fail in order to hurt his re-election chances in November. "The media would like to see me do poorly in the election," the president said. "I think there are certain people who would like it not to open so quickly. There are certain people who would like, the economy, to do poorly because that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls." Carrey posted another coronavirus-themed painting earlier this week that also portrays President Trump in a negative light. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.